Well, since you brought up crop formations and circles, let's talk a little bit about that, Chet. Of course, as you know, Linda Moulton Howe has investigated them for a very long time, believes that they are very strange, either dimensional or extraterrestrial. But she's much more of a believer than the hoax and fraud theories, of course. As I have always told her, I said, Linda, even if one is real, it's a heck of a story. But she tends to believe that it's way higher than that. What about you? Do you think these crop formations are primarily made by extraterrestrial forces? And to me, that definition is everything except a human being.
Okay, I would say anomalous rather than extraterrestrial, just for the simple concept that I think we're dealing with intelligence, and that intelligence is probably has as much to do with the Earth and knowledge of the Earth and maybe even rooted in the Earth as we human beings are. There's a lot of schools of thought, as I'm sure you're aware of, and I'm sure you've had guests that discuss it, that, you know, human life also, in fact, probably all DNA came from space somehow to this planet originally. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Extraterrestrial perhaps implies something out there other than what's here on the Earth. I think crop circles are very closely connected to the Earth. I also think that they're interdimensional in nature, and they're an incredible force because somehow we're being tapped into by an intelligence, clearly they're intelligent, who can create a physical result here on the planet, and that's very unusual. Even most paranormal, parapsychological work, getting physical results, even like ghosts that, you know, feel cold or a poltergeist who can move some small object, is very rare, and yet here, year after year, not in just one place, but in over 30 countries around the world, and probably, I think this year there were 16 or 17 countries that reported crop circles just in the growing season of the Northern Hemisphere, it's repeatable. It keeps going on, and it's tangible for people, and you can get in touch with it if you want to. That's all kind of exciting to me.
Well, these formations, if they're interdimensional, are they messages for us, or are they merely some entity that's creating artwork? What do you think they are?
Well, I don't think they're graffiti. I mean, I know there's a school that says that. I don't think they're graffiti. And the reason I don't say extraterrestrial particularly is because I really feel that they're very intimately connected not only with the Earth but with human beings, with our culture. There seems to be a great knowledge of who we are. There are too many reports to discuss of people who have gotten together in small groups or even two or three individuals that have sent concentrated, you know, a thought in a positive way, asking for certain designs or asking for certain crop circles, and those crop circles appear or something very similar appears in a short period of time, not just, oh, well, anybody can ask for a triangle, and, of course, eventually a triangle will show up. It's not like that. They ask for fairly complex designs. I actually did such an experiment myself 10 years ago right here in Sedona with a group from the Edgar Cayce ARE group that right. We had a study group, and we met, and we spent an afternoon coming and thinking of elements that we wanted in the crop circle. So this was a group of fairly experienced meditators, and we had no, you know, interest in this other than it was something that we were trying to see as an experiment. And it was in April, so I thought, well, I told them at the end of the seminar, you know, in a month or two, maybe we'll get a crop circle that will look like what we have done. And I think we had five elements in the crop circle, including a star and a crescent and a couple of other things. And would you believe it, 24 hours later, the first crop circle of that year occurred in England, and four of the five elements that we had talked about and discussed and drawn were in that crop circle. So that starts to make a believer out of you that this is connected to us somehow, you see. So I don't know if it's a message, like we want to think with our rational left brain about this.
Yes, we want to think they're telling us something.
Yeah,
it's a prediction.
Like that.
Okay.
It's a teaching. And I think we're being influenced by very, very patient and very, very wise, ultimately beneficent teachers is how I would see it. And part of the teaching is to learn to pay attention. That's maybe the first thing you have to learn when you go to school, oh, hey, there's somebody there that has something to say to me or something to teach me, or even in the drawing or whatever I'm going to be doing physically in the class. There's a purpose. There's a discipline and attention. So they keep very gently nudging our attention in certain directions. It's amazing to me, and I'm no great mathematician or you know, astro scientist, but that the crop circles, as they have developed in the last 25 years across England, have gone really from very simple designs that are sort of like ABC to now depictions in three-dimensional art of wormholes, of the possibilities of equations for time travel, even future predictions may be being written into certain of them. They've connected up with the Mayan calendar system, which we know is a hot topic these days as we're coming in this countdown toward 2011 or 2012, depending on who you want to listen to. But in any case, something that's a changeover point, as well as showing us, how can I say it, a model, I guess I would say, of possible human cooperation, of getting together and going out into nature and experiencing something in a group, a small group, hopefully. That works the best with 10 or 12 people. And then you come back and you tell people about that, and that sets up a chain of events so that the life around you isn't the same. That's what I see starting to happen in the crop circles, and hopefully now in other parts of our lives as well.
So you're beginning to see, since these things were appearing, of course, they've been appearing for a long time, but in terms of, you know, mass records of these, you're seeing an evolution of what could be a change of knowledge, maybe an education?
Of consciousness.
Of consciousness.
It's an education of consciousness is the way I see it. It's, again, very patient. They have a whole different time frame than we do. We'd like to have everything, you know, solved yesterday. I'm not sure that even in our lifetime it will necessarily be solved, although they do seem to be connected to this countdown of the Mayan calendar. So there may be something to the fact that they're pushing us a little bit harder in recent years, simply because as we reach the 2012 point, changeover, turnover, it's not the end of things necessarily, but it's probably a beginning. And so, yeah. But it really is a lesson in consciousness raising.
Ultimately, right, now,
that's what I see in it.
Why do you believe, Chet, that there's the possible tie into the Mayan calendar? What evidence or what have we seen with these formations?
Well, there have been a number in recent years that have been pretty blatant, that have shown numerologically and geometrically aspects of the Mayan calendar. There was even one this year, my gosh, you couldn't get any more blatant than that. It was literally the Mayan symbol for six, I believe. Just a very simple bar and a circle in such a way that, you know, you could turn it upside down, because obviously in a circle you can look at it from any direction. But if you look at it from one direction, it was a bar with a circle above it, which is exactly in the Mayan calendar counting system, the number six. Now, I don't know precisely what that means. Certain people interpreted it different ways, but there have been other much more complex ones that have come in recent years.